uMongameli Biden engakethuli amazwi akhe uqale ngokuncoma omele ele Ukraine kwele Melika unkosikazi Oksana Makarova obesedaleleli esithi ilizwe leMelika liza kuma lozulu wele Ukraine. Amalunga aleli dali abalisa awamademocrats konke lawa amarepublicans avungama eqakeza. UBiden usole uPutin wakwele Russia esithi ukubambana ukwenziwe ngamazwe amaningi omhlaba jikelele, esola ele Russia lemigoqo ethethwe ngamazwe la abalisa ele Melika kutshengisa ukuthi uPutin wehlulekile ukwehlukanisa amazwe kodwa wabambanisa ngamandla ngenxa yokuhlasela ele Ukraine.
Throughout our history, we've learned this lesson. When dictators do not pay a price for their aggression, they cause more chaos. They keep moving, and the cost, the threats to America and America to the world keeps rising.
UBiden ulandise ngemizamo yakhe yokuvuselela umnotho welizwe esithi umthetho wakhe wezemithelo wanceda kakhulu abampofu. Kulo wafakwa nguhulumende wedluleyo esithi lo waphathisa ingcosana nje yabantu abavele bele mali enengi. UBiden uthe uzajezisa amankampani azakhweza intengo yempahla lokudla ezitolo mahlayana efuna nje ukuthola inzuzo.
We meet tonight in an America that has lived through two of the hardest years this nation has ever faced. The pandemic has been punishing, and so many families are living paycheck to paycheck, struggling to keep up with the rising cost of food, gas, housing, and so much more.
UBiden uthe uhulumende wakhe usesungula imisebenzi eminingi kungakhathalekile lokuthi ilizwe lomhlaba jikelele uphakathi kobhubhane lwe-COVID-19. Uthe kusukela ngeviki ezayo uzulu wele Melika uzenelisa ukuthola kungelambadalo okokuhlola ukuthi umuntu ulegciwane le-coronavirus kumbe hatshi esendlini.
That's one of the first things I did as president, was fight to pass the American Rescue Plan. Because people were hurting, we needed to act, and we did.
Ukuhlaziya amazwi kaBiden sixoxe locubungula ezombusazwe uMnumzana Dan Moyo.
Imisebenzi emitsha ecreatiweyo over 500,000 jobs. So angivumelani mina lokuthi umnotho weAmerica uyawa. Engingakutsho ukuthi ngiyakubona kusenzeka ukuthi intengo zezinto nje ezifana lepetrol, lokudla, lezi zinto ezinjalo, intengo yakhona isikhuphukile kakhulu. And kodwa inflation le siyazi ukuthi ikhozwa yi-supply chain shortage, ngoba izinto eziningi they are not being shipped from kubo China lendaweni ezinjalo due to i-COVID, the shortage yama-truck drivers right now e-America. So mina ngibona ukuthi nje it's a passing phase since i-Congress isivumele i-infrastructure bill e-1.2 trillion le uBiden abeyilwela, sizobona izinto ziqala ukuvuleka. Umkhono uqala ukuthuthuka ngoba kabe sokusenziwa i-infrastructure, kulungisa imigwaqo, imisebenzi ye-construction, ama-surveyors, le misebenzi eminingi enjalo izobenefitha kakhulu and kuzo-increase umnotho welizwe.
UMnumzana Dan Moyo ocubungula ezombusazwe ubekhuluma ecingweni le-Studio 7 esedolobheni le-Virginia. Ngimele i-Studio 7 ngu-Chris Gande ngise-Washington DC.